This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. We go over live to Lucknow, where the Prime Minister is addressing the gathering.
एक ही परिवार के नाम उनकी ही मूर्तियां यही सब चला भाजपा ने देश को एक परिवार की बंधक बनी इस पुरानी प्रवृत्ति से भी बाहर निकाला है हमारी सरकार मां भारती की सेवा करने वाली हर अमर संतान हर किसी के योगदान को सम्मान दे रही है मैं कुछ उदाहरण आपको देता हूं आज नेताजी सुभाष चंद्र बोस की प्रतिमा दिल्ली के कर्तव्य पथ पर है अंडमान में जिस द्वीप पर नेताजी ने तिरंगा फहराया आज उसका नाम नेताजी के नाम पर है
Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honor the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. Our correspondent reports, constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. Nation is paying homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi in Delhi this morning. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. On the occasion, the Abhyuday Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organized in Gwalior. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah, addressing the gathering, appreciated the development initiatives and governance efforts of the Madhya Pradesh government. On the occasion, foundation stones were laid and development projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees were inaugurated. President Draupadi Murmu today released the constitution in the Santhali language at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that it is a matter of pride and joy for all the Santhali people that the constitution is now available in the Santhali language, written in the old Chiki script. The president said the centenary of the old Chiki script is being celebrated this year. She appreciated the Union Minister of Law and Justice and his team for bringing the constitution in old Chiki script in its centenary year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan thanked President Murmu for the initiative under whose guidance it was undertaken. The Navi Mumbai International Airport commenced commercial flight operations from today, marking a key milestone for India's civil aviation sector. The airport will expand air travel capacity for the Mumbai metropolitan region. The Navi Mumbai International Airport began operations with the first flight operated by IndiGo, travelling from Bengaluru, landing at the Navi Mumbai International Airport at 8 a.m. And Prime Minister Modi has said that Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.